Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 412. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Rainer Maria. This song is called Blackbird. It's on the band's new album that just came out August 18th on Polyvinyl Records. Been a long time since we heard from that Madison, Wisconsin band, but they're back, and this is a very solid album. I'm not sure it picks up exactly where they left off, but there's some very good songs on there, and that's one of them. I've got lots of music for you this week, so I should stop talking. Let's stay with the Polyvinyl label and play something else new from them. This is Always with the song Plimsoll Punks.
Just your flowers. I should have waited a couple hours. But hey, it was your birthday.
Set there for summer. Got the windows open. The cicada chorus is happening. Traffic buzzing by. Soft breeze. No humidity. Warm temperatures. This is the kind of summer I can get behind. Let's see. We started that set off with something new. That was Always with the song Plimsoll Punks. That's on the band's new album Antisocialites, which comes out September 8th on Polyvinyl Records. Not sure how I feel about the album or even the band in general. I know that I really liked the first single of the last album, and that was enough to make me roll the dice. I'm kind of meh, but I'm sure your opinion is the one that matters, not mine. After that, we went the time machine back to 1991 for Material Issue. The song is Lil' Christine, and it was on the International Pop Overthrow that the band released on Mercury Records way back when. I think I probably had a dozen copies of that at one time or another. I was working college radio at the time, and Mercury just loaded us up with copies, but I needed it the other day and realized I didn't have one, so I picked one up again, and you can't have too much of that fantastic album. I guess that brings us to how this podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're now at the power pop portion of the Too Much Rock podcast, which seems to get bigger and bigger every week. I guess you know where my fetishes lie lately. This is Hoodoo Gurus from 1984 with the song Leilana.
Rivals.
You were having such a good time in the Wayback Machine. I figured I'd just leave you in there a little bit longer. We started things off with Sydney, Australia's Hoodoo Gurus, the song Leilani. That was the band's 1984 debut single, though I picked that up on a compilation called Gold Watch, 20 Golden Greats, which is a Sony 2012 compilation. After that, we heard from Sorrows with the song I Want You Tonight. That is on their debut album, Teenage Heartbreak, which came out in 1980, though that album is very much out of print. You can still find it occasionally. If not, there is a kind of repress of that with using singles and demos and, it kind of recreates that. The band has never been able to get the rights back from CBS to re-release that. It's a shame. And they're a little bit of an also-ran, kind of behind Romantics and Knack and etc. and the Skinny Tie power pop era, but I like that song pretty well. And then we heard from Tommy Two-Tone with the song Angels Say No, and that is from Tommy Two-Tone's first album, 1980, though I picked that up on a Tommy Two-Tone plus Tommy Two-Tone 2, which came out in 1987, a two CDs on one CD sort of thing that they used to do back in the 80s, I guess. Very fantastic albums there, and then I did not have them, nor did I really even understand what they were, but I was so glad that I picked those up, because they are now enshrined in my very favorite collection of power pop there, right between Joe Jackson and Elvis Costello, and listening to those vocals, maybe you hear a little bit of Van Morrison too. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 412. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the Too Much Rock concert calendar, so many things happening. On the 1st, tonight, Hipshot Killer is playing at Mercy Seat, and Brandon Phillips is playing later that night at Record Bar. On the 2nd, Living End is playing at the Riot Room. On the 5th, Cherry Glazer is at Record Bar. On the 8th, Armchair Martian is at Minibar. The Buzz Beach Ball is at Sandstone this year, and is the 8th and the 9th. And the important thing there is that Beach Slang is playing. On the 10th, Spoon is at the Uptown, or Lizzie Borden is at the Blind Tiger. On the 12th, Single Mother's at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Mountain Goats at the Madrid. The 16th, DRI is at the Riot Room. 17th, Stiff Little Fingers at the Granada. The 18th, Sheer Mag at the Bottleneck. The 20th, Andrew WK with the Architects is at the Record Bar. The 22nd, Gorillaz is at the Sprint Center. The 23rd, Blindside USA at Holy Cow. 26th, Selector Dub Narcotic at the Record Bar. Or High Waisted is playing at the Mini Bar that night as well. And then the 29th through the 30th is the Outer Reaches Fest at the Record Bar. You're going to have to look those bands up, because while I've heard of a few of them, I haven't heard of most, and those I listened to just scared the hell out of me. And then ending the month of September the 30th, Jenny O is playing at the Riot Room. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up since we talked last week. There are photos and videos up of the Architects American Discord show that happened at Mills. There's photos and videos up of Train Dodge, Ex-Acrobat, and Varma Cross that happened at the Minibar. And photos and video of Schwervon, Abandoned Bells, and Focuside Duo that happened at the Californos Deck. And maybe there will be photos of the Bleaches, Shorts Weather, and Dream Girls show that just happened a day or so ago at Riot Room, but I'm still working on those. So no guarantees, depending on when you're listening. One track left for you this week. We are going to take you back to modern times, of sorts, I think. The band is called Filthy Friends, but it is known for being Corin Tucker from Slater Kinney and Peter Buck from R.E.M., and I think someone from Young Fresh Fellows, and some other folks that, you know, could be considered super groupish, I guess, but those two lead the band. The song I'm going to play was the first single from the new album, Invitation. Came out August 25th, but the single came out as a 7-inch, I don't know, some months back. It's called Despierta, I love Corin Tucker. I've loved everything she does. I don't love this. It's okay. It's just nothing that really stirs me. So we're going to end with this one. One of those sometimes you win, sometimes you lose tracks. This is Filthy Friends with Despierta. Around your wrist must have stopped some time ago.
different song.